Back now with Day to Day. Everyone knows it's dangerous to be a firefighter, but what you may not know is the most common cause of death among firefighters on duty. It's not getting caught in a collapsing building or suffering from smoke inhalation during a daring rescue. It's heart failure. NPR's Marcus Rosenbaum reports on a new kind of alarm clock that a Virginia firehouse hopes will ease the stress on firefighters.
You're well into the second half of your 24-hour shift when you crawl into your bunk, pull up the covers, and close your eyes. Your mind starts to drift. Green rolling hills, bright spring flowers, your wife's smile. You sit up straight in bed. Your heart is racing. And then you realize that call was for the tower, the truck with the bucket on the end of a pole. But you're on the rescue unit. So you roll over and try to go back to sleep. And just as you're nodding off, you sit up again with your heart pounding, but this one's not for you either. There's got to be a better way. Well, there is.
Each of us has a bunk room that we sleep in, and you have a module next to your bed.
Brian Spring is a captain in the Arlington County Fire Department, which has installed a more discriminating system manufactured by a California company called WestNet.
When you go to bed at night, you punch into the module what unit you are on, and that way, say, if the tower gets a call but the rescue doesn't, only the bunk rooms that are programmed for the tower will go off, and the rest of the people in the station, they don't get woke up.
That means you're only awakened a third of the times that you were under the old system, and the new alarm is kinder and gentler, too. First, a light comes on, not the harsh glare of the overheads, but a softer effect from the box at the head of your bed. Then a tone, also not as jarring, and instructions about the emergency. Carl Olberg is a firefighter in Arlington's fire station number 4.
The light kind of brings you up, and then about the time you're kind of just sitting up, and then you're getting the audio telling you what you've got.
Truck rescue, building collapse.
The lights are on, and you know you've got a call coming, but it's not blasting you.
All the firefighters I spoke with at that Arlington station said they like the new system better. At a firehouse in nearby Fairfax City, everyone I spoke with wanted it. Battalion Chief Adrian Monday says being a firefighter is like having a new baby. You know when you lie down to sleep, it's not if you're going to be awakened, but when.
We're already in a not as deep a sleep state as the normal person is, and then you get jolted by that loud noise over a long period of time and over a career. That is definitely having an effect on your health.
Patrick Morrison of the International Association of Firefighters agrees.
Stress is an accumulative item. It's not a one time. If you can do this and replace that, you're reducing that accumulative effect for those firefighters.
One big problem is that retrofitting firehouses isn't cheap. Chief Mundy says it would cost $50,000 to $75,000 per house in Fairfax City. But Patrick Morrison says it's worth every penny, even to the taxpayers.
This is prevention. You know, people don't want to spend a lot of money for prevention programs, but what is the cost of one firefighter dying in that municipality? That cost alone of just one firefighter that we could reduce could pay for the whole system.
Maybe. Michael Williams is the chief medical officer of the District of Columbia's Fire and Emergency Medical Services. He says it's true that firefighters are more likely to die of heart problems than others, and it's true that the heart problem that is most likely to kill them is cardiac arrest, suddenly dropping dead, which often is related to stress, not to lifestyle issues like smoking and lack of exercise. But he says that doesn't mean that reducing stress this way is worth the cost.
I don't think we have concrete evidence that reducing it changes outcomes.
Dr. Williams suggests focusing on the health of firefighters, who are notorious for not taking care of their bodies as well as they should.
If we cut down the smoking that goes on in firehouses, we'd probably have a much bigger impact on the workforce readiness and workforce health than if we're trying to focus so much on the trying to eliminate the adrenaline, because to a degree, firefighters, trauma surgeons, combat warriors are adrenaline junkies. We thrive on that, and I include myself in that, as we seek out the adrenaline rush.
Would Dr. Williams like to be awakened more gently by an alarm like Arlington's? Sure, he says. He just hasn't seen any scientific evidence to convince him it would improve his health in the long run. Marcus Rosenbaum, NPR News, Washington.